This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As 10 U.S. states record a spike in coronavirus cases, President Joe Biden warned on Tuesday that, quote, millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected, and because of that, their communities are at risk. In his latest broadcast appeal for people to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the president said the Delta variant of the virus, which is more transmissible and potentially more dangerous, is already responsible for half of the cases in many parts of the country. The states of Kansas and Missouri in particular are reporting double-digit percentage surges in infections due to the Delta variant. Biden said the federal government is mobilizing COVID-19 surge response teams staffed with experts from federal emergency and health agencies. Shortly before Biden spoke, the leader of the opposition Republicans in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, said there's no good reason not to get vaccinated. He spoke to people in his home state of Kentucky, where only about 43% of residents are fully inoculated. Vaccine hesitancy, especially among Republicans, is blamed for the Biden administration falling short of its goal to have 70% of American adults at least partially inoculated against COVID-19 by July 4th. Only 45% of Republicans have received their first dose, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. That same poll shows 86% of Democrats saying they've gotten the vaccination. As Indonesia reported another day of record fatalities from COVID-19 Tuesday, an Indonesian official said the country has prepared backup medical facilities for a worst-case scenario where daily coronavirus infections would reach 40,000 to 50,000. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Search and rescue teams pulled the remains of eight more victims from the ruins of a Florida condominium tower on Tuesday. This raises the number of confirmed fatalities to 36. 109 people are still considered missing. The updated death toll was announced hours after several hundred mourners filled a Miami Beach church for the first funeral for victims who died in the collapse of the condominium tower on June 24th. Tuesday's funeral was for four members of one family, a middle-aged couple and their young daughters, who were killed when half of the 12-story Champlain Tower South building in Surfside, Florida, abruptly crumbled in the early morning hours of June 24th. The search for more victims is carrying on despite the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa, which is expected to strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches South Florida. Elsa is expected to make landfall on Florida's western coast on Wednesday. The Canadian Indigenous group that announced last month the discovery of an estimated 751 unmarked graves near a former residential school said on Tuesday it would take charge of its own child welfare services under an agreement with the Canadian government. The accord marks the first time in 70 years the community will have control over child and family services among its members. It's the first such agreement under a 2019 law meant to give Indigenous groups more control over child welfare in their communities and reduce the overrepresentation of Indigenous children in foster care. A 2018 report says in Saskatchewan, 80% of children in foster care were Indigenous. And again, that was from 2018. Canada is reeling from the discoveries of more than 1,000 unmarked graves at the sites of former residential schools, and many of those graves are believed to belong to children. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Tuesday, stressing the need for all parties to commit to an immediate and indefinite ceasefire in the northern Tigray region. The conflict in Tigray has killed thousands, displaced more than 2 million, and pushed hundreds of thousands of people to the brink of famine, with international pressure building on both sides to end hostilities. Blinken also called for Abiy to commit to steps outlined by the UN Security Council last week. According to the State Department, those steps include the withdrawal of both Eritrean and Amhara forces from Tigray, humanitarian access, and the establishment of a process to hold those responsible for human rights abuses and atrocities accountable. The Ethiopian government declared a unilateral ceasefire last week after its troops pulled out of the Tigray capital in what it called a strategic withdrawal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.